Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. This week, the worlds of technology and open source have seen some fascinating shifts. Let's begin with developer experiences in desktop computing, especially on ARM and Linux systems. Marcin Juszkiewicz, a senior software engineer at Red Hat, recently recounted his journey moving from an ARC 64 Linux desktop to an AMD Ryzen setup. His decision was prompted by severe operational challenges faced with the Ampere Ultra processor. This story really highlights the persistent hurdles developers encounter with ARM hardware in mainstream computing, particularly as tech environments keep evolving. Even with the growing excitement around ARM, issues like compatibility, software support, and ongoing stability still present significant challenges. Marcin's first-hand account is a reminder that, while ARM can offer real performance and energy benefits, it isn't always a seamless replacement for x86 desktops yet. Developers need to weigh up their hardware choices, balancing innovation with the need for tried and tested reliability, especially in professional settings. Switching gears, let's talk about major innovations in the Linux kernel's CPU scheduling systems, the engine room for how the operating system manages processing power. The new Infinity Scheduler, developed by Gali Tama, marks a dramatic leap in how the Linux kernel can juggle workloads. It builds on the existing completely fair scheduler and real-time scheduling methods, layering in exponential moving average tracking. What does that mean? In essence, it helps the system keep a better eye on which tasks need the most attention, improving performance for both interactive applications and heavier, CPU-bound jobs. The Infinity Scheduler is already shipping with the mainline Linux kernel for version 6.1, 8 LTS, 7.0, and 7.1. With early community-driven benchmarks underway, tech users can expect to see figures on how much snappier and efficient desktops and servers might become. It's a perfect example of the ongoing commitment in the open-source world to keep pushing Linux's real-world performance further. Speaking of commitment, security has been put firmly in the spotlight across multiple Linux distributions this week. Alma Linux, Debian, Fedora, and Magia have all rolled out urgent patches in response to discovered vulnerabilities. These updates address weaknesses in crucial packages, most notably the Linux kernel itself, as well as widely used services such as NGINX. In today's security landscape, proactive updates are the bedrock of safe computing, especially as cyber threats continue to evolve and escalate. Distribution teams are working around the clock to audit new code, patch vulnerabilities, and communicate transparently with their communities. It's a great reminder for everyone to keep their systems current. Automatic updates really are your friend when it comes to Linux security. Beyond updates, the open source community has seen some exciting new initiatives take shape. Let's start with TLAC, an anti-cheat tool designed especially for gamers on Linux, a traditionally underserved segment by anti-cheat tech. TLAC is open source, which means the community can audit the code for privacy and fairness, all while helping level the playing field in online gaming. Its transparent approach stands in contrast to many proprietary alternatives that can be opaque or even intrusive. Meanwhile, OpenAPV, also community-driven, has launched version 0.3, delivering support for APV RAW encoding and decoding, and nudging professional video workflows closer to open standards. Both TLAC and OpenAPV are prime examples of how the open-source ethos drives innovation tied to user privacy and choice. Speaking of new experiences, the Linux desktop environment continues to mature and diversify at a rapid clip. Hot off the presses, Magia 10 is out now, carrying the latest Linux 6.18 LTS kernel and a fresh KDE Plasma 6.5 environment. The focus here is on better hardware compatibility, increased stability, and the kind of polish that both newcomers and old hands can appreciate. Also making news is Arch Linux's latest installer, Arch Install 4.4, which now includes an easy-to-use profile for the Nairi Dank Material Shell. This streamlined approach is part of a bigger push to make even traditionally complex distributions like Arch far more accessible to everyday users than ever before. These developments show the ongoing dynamism and community passion across the Linux world. Moving now to the legal landscape for artificial intelligence. A recent lawsuit by the New York Times is making major headlines. The Times has alleged that Microsoft encouraged OpenAI to infringe upon its copyrighted news content. According to the claim, Microsoft designed its powerful supercomputer to train advanced AI models using proprietary material from the Times. This suit doesn't just target the technology alone, but also raises fundamental questions about the responsibilities of companies developing AI tools. With AI evolving at breakneck speed, the courts now have to grapple with how copyright and fair use doctrines apply to machine learning and data training. The outcome of this case could set legal precedents for the entire industry, shaping how future knowledge is shared and protected. From the boardroom to the classroom, AI's impact is being felt in every sector, including education. Recently, there's been a growing trend: students using AI-powered smart glasses in attempts to cheat during high-stakes exams. This trend has especially taken off across parts of East Asia, where test-centric education systems can exert immense pressure on students. Countries including China, South Korea, and the UK have all responded by tightening examination security protocols. The technology in these smart glasses goes beyond simple cameras, employing encryption and fast on-device processing. That's raised a fresh set of privacy and integrity concerns, similar to the worries about AI-generated writing in academic assessments. Education experts are warning that as wearable tech becomes ever more sophisticated, schools will need smarter safeguards and a rethinking of assessment practices. On the broader AI and cybersecurity front, recent research coming out of China has made the global tech world sit up and pay attention. Zhipu AI's GLM 5.2 system, tested across a range of security and bug-finding benchmarks, now matches the performance of top US models like Anthropic's Mythos. This narrowing gap ups the ante for policymakers, especially in Australia and allied countries, as AI supremacy becomes more competitive and strategic. It's a powerful sign that the global race for secure, reliable AI is entering a new and more level phase. In the realm of environmental initiatives, public access to climate data is getting a big lift through the re-emergence of climate.us. This platform revives many of the datasets and scientific summaries that were previously available from climate.governor. For researchers, journalists, and the public alike, access to up-to-date, accurate climate data is crucial for making informed decisions in everything from policy to education. By keeping this resource online, developers and scientists are reinforcing transparency and scientific rigor in a sometimes turbulent political climate. Looking ahead, a few emerging technology trends are especially worth watching. AMD's forthcoming low-power CPU core signals a major step towards energy-efficient desktop and mobile platforms, vital as sustainability becomes an urgent priority. Meanwhile, upgrades to the RADV Vulkan driver only reinforce the push for smoother graphics and better gaming experiences on Linux. These innovations are coming at a time when users are demanding both performance and efficiency from their everyday devices. All these stories point to a central theme: the interplay of innovation, transparency, and community focus that remains the heart of open-source technology. Each headline, from legal tussles over AI to grassroots software projects, shows that technological change is best driven by those committed to openness and progress. Whether you're a Linux enthusiast, developer, policymaker, or just curious about what's around the next corner, these updates are shaping the direction of digital society. As we look to tomorrow, staying nimble, informed, and proactive is key for everyone in the technology space. Keep your eyes on supply chain security, ethical AI, and above all, the vibrant global communities that are making the future more open and more inclusive. That's all for this episode of Open Source News Elements, brought to you by Element.fm. For show notes, links, and more insights, head to Element.fm and subscribe so you never miss an update. Thanks for listening.